At Arizona State University, we've made online education better, smarter, and more personalized so you can go further in your aspiring field.
I decided to pursue medicine once I realized that ASU did have the online program for biological sciences. You're still required to learn the same curriculum. You're still being tested on the same content that anyone would be tested on in person. The comprehensiveness of the program prepared me so well for medical school.
Explore over 350 plus programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change will help ease your oil change anxiety. Picture expert technicians who are quick but not rushed. When you hear the bell, breathe in and out. Now let go of your oil change anxiety. Visit Valvoline Instant Oil Change today and find automotive peace. No appointment needed.
Today, we're going to be telling you which credit card reader is best for your situation. Nyack's, QSoft, or Cantaloupe? Let's get to it. Welcome back to the Vending and Arcade Show. I'm joined by the best co-host in the world, Gabriel. How's it going?
What's up, man? How are you?
In just a minute, we're going to be joined by Matt with Galaxy Games 843 and Mike with 720 Vending. Matt is most familiar with Nyack's and Mike is most familiar with Cantaloupe. Both Gabriel and I both run a ton of QSoft readers, and then each of us have a decent handful of Nyack's readers, so we're pretty well-versed in all this. We're going to be going over each situation you would have that credit card reader in and which credit card reader would best suit you in that specific situation. We're going to be going over having just one claw machine in a location, one full-line vending machine in a location, or 10-plus claw machines in a single location. And trust me, you need different readers for different circumstances, so let's get into it. So, as always, in every episode, we're going to be going over our game of the week, our prize of the week, and then we're going to be sharing one operator story. So, join our Discord down below if you want to contribute to some of those suggestions. Anyways, Gabriel, I'll leave it with you for our game of the week.
All right, I think our game of the week is going to be the Neo Spin. Now, the Neo Spin is a clip machine. I think it's 40 clips.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. 40. So it's 40 clips. It has different modes for each clip. Right. I think there's a clip, a B clip, a C clip. Yeah. The machine's great. Now you can order this machine direct from Neofon, or you can order this machine directly from Candy Machines. Candy Machines is, you know, it's better in a way because they show up quicker, you know.
But either way, the reason we chose this as the game of the week is whether you go through Candy Machines or direct, the Neo Spins are direct competition with the Sega Skill Fall or the Pipeline Polka Prize. Yeah. They look just as good. And in my opinion, I think it looks better than the Polka Prize and right on par with the Skill Fall.
And half the price.
That's the main thing, it's half the price. It's almost half the price just through Candy Machines, and then even less direct.
The prices they charge for these clip machines is insane. I mean, it really is. You know, it's a cool game, though, because you have a lot of different variety of prizes. Let's say a claw machine. You know, claw machines, you can only run toys, or you can run
something the claw can grab.
Yes, versus a clip machine, I can stick a plush in there. You know, I can stick a string to the plush and put the plush in there.
Yeah, the capability of being able to clip anything versus anything. A claw where you can't really grab everything.
You know, one thing I haven't seen anybody do yet is like exotic chip bags in their clips.
Would be cool.
You have a whole machine full of the exotic snacks. And in a claw machine, you can grab those. But in a clip machine, maybe you have one next to side by side, one claw, one clip with exotic snacks. You know, there's a lot of options you can do with these clip machines, especially the Neofun one because the blueprint's larger.
And then a little suggestion I have is if you get a Neo Spin in, put gems, buy $100 worth of gems from A&A Global or Amazon and put them on that white play field, and it looks phenomenal. And then you can sprinkle in some prizes in those gems too.
You can even put prizes on top. You can put prizes,
and you can put prizes on top of the spinning part. It's just amazing.
You have a lot of options. Yeah. A lot of options for merchandising. You have a lot of options for prizes to put into them. And currently, you know, anything cards are popular. One Piece cards, Pokemon cards, all these different card games are really popular. So it gives you a lot of options for prizes.
It's kind of the perfect machine to capitalize on the current market of Pokemon trading cards, especially.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So now we're going to go into our prize of the week. I'll leave it with Gabriel.
So currently I think the prize of the week, and it's kind of the prize of the month, is going to be Halloween plush. Now Halloween's
prize
right
of the next
the corner.
month and 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cause people love seasonal items, and you know, it's kind of a better play for you as an operator. If somebody walks into your establishment or they see your claw machine and they see a pumpkin plush or, and you know, something Halloween themed, and they're whoever they're with, maybe themselves, whoever's, they're going to want that. You know, my daughter would love a pumpkin. She's, oh, Halloween's right around the corner. We got pumpkins around already. You know, when you go to different stores, you go to Home Depot, you go to Walmart, you're already seeing Halloween stuff everywhere. So it's already getting ingrained in your brain and you're expecting to see it. And when you do see it, it kind of, you know, it impresses you a little bit. You're like, okay, these people care.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll put up some photos on the screen of some Halloween keychains. I believe you just ordered some Halloween plush through Cal Plush.
Yep,
what is the price on that? I'll put that up on screen now. What is the price on that?
I think they were $275 a piece shipped.
Free shipping, yeah.
Not all the time do they give you free shipping. A lot of the time what they'll do is they'll discount your order. So I think they gave me 10% off my order to counteract the shipping price. So I paid $90 to ship three boxes, but you know, they gave me a $90 discount. So it offset. I think my cost per plush is $282.
And now the industry news of the week. We actually just heard about this 30 minutes ago and we scrapped our other idea for industry news of the week. Guangzhou is getting a typhoon as we speak.
It's a super typhoon, actually, is what they're calling it. On their
anybody
scale,
through,
it's
who imports anybody who imports plush or machines, you should be shivering right now. Your machines are about to get water damaged.
Man, all your keychains are going to be swimming. Like, it's no joke. Yep.
The plush are going to be all soggy.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Hopefully this goes away soon, but
I'm told it's fine right now by one of our suppliers in Guangzhou. I'm told it's fine right now. I'm going to put an image on the screen of what that supplier saw on her way home today.
Yeah,
it is crazy. I've never seen any clouds like that, to be honest. But
no, never. I don't even think we get typhoons here.
No, yeah. But Guangzhou's right on the coastline. They have a few rivers around them. There is a lot to be worried about with that. And
absolutely. There's a lot of people there.
There's a lot of people there. So on the good side of things, we were just discussing this a minute ago. There's a lot of people. They have a really built up society right there. I'm not anything that were to happen, they'll just fix it right away.
We're
not talking about the United States where populations of 5,000 people in a town type of thing. There's 20 million people in Guangzhou.
That's a lot. Yeah, it said I was reading about the typhoon. They do have a name for it. It's Typhoon Ragasa. You know, it's kind of like ours in America, right? We got Hurricane Helen, all these different. I haven't really heard of a typhoon with a name before, so I think this is a good one.
No, this is actually crazy. If you really think about it, if this goes downhill and let's say they're not able to recover, I mean, we could see every single claw arcade across the country unable to get their prizes for the next couple months. Because you got to think, you have to order a month in advance and it takes them a few weeks to get it shipped out. Then it takes a bit to get it. You're talking about they're not even going to be able to have the plush manufactured for months.
And we're being
That's
told
be
from,
crazy.
We're being told from our person in Guangzhou that nobody's even at work today. Everybody was told to stay home.
No, they were told to stay home completely. Yep. They're not even building their machines right now.
No, they're not interested. Everybody's got the day off, you know?
I'm sure they like that. And we're going into October where they were already going to get a week off. So this is definitely going to affect some stuff.
National People's Republic of China Day. Okay.
So if this wipes out a week right now, and then I believe
they'll have 2 weeks off.
They'll have two full weeks off. Yeah. That's going to do a lot. That's going to be about halfway to as bad as I think February when they take the entire month off.
My gosh. Take forever. They take forever. They get more time off than I do.
I know.
Yeah, I swear to God. It's crazy.
But anyways, that wraps up all of our segments. Let's get right into the show. All right, we got everybody in here. Matt with Galaxy Games, Mike with 720 Vending, and my co-host Gabriel. So first and foremost, we're going to be starting off with talking about just a single claw machine location. This can be one full size, one mini, anything like that in a restaurant, whatnot. I'll start off and I'll give my opinion. I think Nyx would be the best for that for the reason of you can see whether the machine is on or off. To be honest, it's that simple for me. If you have one machine and you want to service it every month and a half, it's nice to see the signal on that.
I'll also add, too, it's nice to be able to monitor the cash transactions. I'm sure you could probably do that with other readers as well, but I'm constantly looking at my MoMA app, seeing how each location performs each day. I'm seeing what the cash box levels are and things like that. So that's what I'm always looking for.
For mine, every morning I get an email from Cantaloupe, the daily settlement report, which also includes the cash transactions, the coins, and the credit card transactions. So I'm always nice seeing that every morning. I look at it on Seed Live or InvenSoft, and it shows all my current sales data.
I will say on the Kiosoft side of things, it's very archaic. I have shortcuts on my phone for the URL links.
Yeah, there's so, and some of them are hard to find.
And they're constantly updating. I had a few shortcuts that I just had to change 2 days ago. So that's, but I will say, if you want a durable reader and you want to deal with that kind of stuff, it might be good for Kyosoft, but they're a little more expensive, I would say, if you're going with Kyosoft for a single reader location. I guess that's where we can jump into here, right into a 3+ machine location with any kind of arcade or claw machines. I'm going to argue for Kyosoft. I think when you can buy one modem and pay one monthly subscription for 3 machines, I guess that would be my reasoning for that one.
I agree.
Yeah, I can see the benefit of that. I've got one location with 3 machines right now. Actually, I've got multiple locations with 3 machines, and all of them have single NYIAX readers on each machine, and I'm paying a monthly fee for each one of those. So I can see the benefit of that.
And what is that monthly fee?
$7.99 a month per reader.
Okay, and then Kyosoft, I believe, is about $14 for up to 16 readers on one.
And Cantaloupe, it's $18.95 if you lease the readers, or $9.95 if you own them.
Okay. And Cantaloupe or NYIAX, I don't believe, has anything like Kyosoft with a modem that can connect to multiple. Am I right on that? Okay.
I think it depends on the application, right?
Yeah, well, I guess what situation would you want to go with NYIAX or Cantaloupe over Kyosoft for multiple machines? What would kind of make that decision for someone?
Well, for me, I like to have everything in one place. I like to be able to look at one app and see everything. Obviously, it's a little bit more expensive doing it like that when you've got multiple machines in one location, but I was already a NYIAX customer, and therefore it just made sense to add on more NYIAX readers and therefore be able to see everything, all my reports, in one place.
Same thing with me and Cantaloupe.
I guess that's true. So if you had a lot of multiple machine locations, it might be good to migrate to Kyosoft or something like that. But if you have a lot of singles and then maybe one location that has 3, to stick with NYIAX with the same app, you can just scroll through.
And one nice thing is, it's like, say if the modem fails if one of my modems fail on my card readers, I only go down one machine, not all of them.
Correct.
That's true. I guess if the modem went down, not the signal. I will say another thing. I don't know if this is in the small modem, but I know in the larger modem that it's a little more expensive. You can have 2 SIM chips in it for Kyosoft, AT&T, and then Verizon. And if one goes down, it'll switch to the other one. So I guess that's where we can transition into a location with 10+ machines, more of an arcade. Not quite an arcade, more of like still a location type of thing. But I will say it would be nice to have 10 machines not go down if Verizon were to go down. I don't know how long it's been. I saw like Verizon go down maybe 10 months ago or something like that.
Recently NYIAX has been having a lot of issues. I think for maybe 2 years, I didn't see so many issues. But then recently, like the cash box didn't work for a little while. Even now, you look, sometimes your sales will be like, I'll open the app and it'll say $80 for the one machine. And then I'll refresh and it'll jump to 4. Like, what happened? Even yesterday, it wasn't $80. I don't know. I think there's issues that they have, and they're a huge company. But I think that depends on the application, but I think NYIAX is better some places.
And I guess if we're on the topic of 10+ machine locations, NYIAX has Tigapu, I believe. Matt, do you know a lot about that?
I really don't, no. I unfortunately don't have any 10+ machine locations. I wish I did. I'm trying to work out something like that out. But honestly, if I were to have something like that, I'd probably do like more like a card system anyway. So I'm not quite sure how that... I think Kyosoft offers something like that, but it's not something I've ever had to research or look into yet. Hopefully someday.
Yeah, that's where I think I would, like, I know, I think NYIAX is Tigapu. I think you can still use their readers if you have 10+ machines. That's where I think with Kyosoft, you can have cash, coin, and credit card reader, and then you can buy a kiosk too for game cards. And I think NYIAX offers the same thing with their Tigapu system. I believe Cantaloupe does not. You want to speak on that, Mike?
They do not yet.
Okay. But they're possibly working on it. So maybe people should.
There's rumors going around.
Okay.
Yeah.
More to come.
That's good to hear. Anyways, we'll move on to the full line vending. What is the perks of being with NYIAX? We'll start with that on full line.
I'm guessing the NYIAX and Cantaloupe are going to be very similar when it comes to full line. You know, the main reason that I use it is for inventory management. Obviously, the cashless payment option is a great benefit for all customers as well. But even on locations where I get mostly cash payments, I still have NYIAX readers on those machines strictly for, number one, monitoring uptime of the machine, but number two, inventory management. Before I had NYIAX readers, I basically would have to bring all of my inventory with me like the machine was going to be empty to go stock it up. And it was just a lot of extra work. Now with NIAX readers and the pre-kitting I'm able to do, I'm able to bring exactly what I need to fill the machine and nothing more, which is a huge time saver and big benefit for me. So I can be in and out of my locations in under 10 minutes generally.
Yeah. And that's what I'm liking about, I love about Cantaloupe as well, is it lets you, if you use our Seed Cashless Plus, it's got a VMS system, just like the MoMA app. For me, I use Vensoft and all my sales data from Cantaloupe gets sent into that. And I do my pre-kitting from there. So I get all my live sales data just by looking at one website, and it makes life so much easier.
It's pretty neat.
I don't have to drag everything to my locations because they're all connected with Dex, and they're constantly reporting their inventory, their sales data, whether it's cash, coins, or cards. And it just, I don't know what I would do without it nowadays.
Be a lot more work.
Yeah.
Definitely would. If you're running Kiosoft with a lot of machines, probably it'd be a good idea to just use Kiosoft for a vending machine. If you already have a lot of claw machines, you're just...
Valvoline Instant Oil Change will help ease your oil change anxiety. Picture expert technicians who are quick but not rushed. When you hear the bell, breathe in and out. Now let go of your oil change anxiety. Visit Valvoline Instant Oil Change today and find automotive peace. No appointment needed.
Doing a couple of vending machines, but if you're at all going full on into vending machines, probably not Kiosoft. I'll just go ahead and admit that they are definitely, and it's just for the website, it's very archaic. Once again, I guess we can go into, let's go a little more in detail on the apps and everything. Mike, if you want to start out with Cantaloupe app and website and everything.
Cantaloupe primarily uses Seed Live, and with Seed Live, it's just their basic reporting. I mean, when you look at the reporting, you see all the MDB codes for everything on your machines, or how their readers interpret the MDB codes. And what I've done is I've integrated it into my Vensoft application, where all the live sales data gets uploaded directly to it. So when I go to make a trip to go out to service everything, I just click on it and says pre-kit. And it tells me everything that the machine sold and what everything each machine needs. And with Cantaloupe, you can either purchase your equipment or you can lease it from them.
How does leasing it work?
No money up front. It's a 3-year commitment, and it's $18.95 a month for the reader and for the card reader and the service together.
And you can send it back at any time.
If you do not complete the 3 years, they will charge you. They will charge you like each month. It goes down like a service contract on a cell phone. You pay however many months you have left on the agreement.
Okay.
But instead of, for people who are just starting out or just don't have the capital to purchase card readers up front, you can do their leasing program and they're always going to be leased. Even if you complete the 3-year program, 3-year lease, it's still leased.
So you don't own it after 3 years.
You still don't own it after 3 years. But the caveat to that is, as long as you're leasing the card reader, it is covered under warranty. So if technology changes and they upgrade the hardware, like say when they shut down the 3G network, all those old card readers, I had like 4 of them, they were leased. Well, those card readers no longer would work, so they sent me 4 new card readers.
That's cool.
So they're always covered under a warranty right then, and so they're always covered under manufacturer's and provider's warranty.
So only risk, I guess, would be if you lost the location and you still had to pay the monthly fee. Besides that, it's really low risk.
Yeah. Or if you go out of business, you have to pay out the remainder of your contracts per reader.
Which would be tough.
Which would be tough, and I don't know how that happens because I haven't done that. But that's how I started out with them, and then I started buying my readers when I had the capital to do so.
So there's a lot to talk about when it comes to NIAX. NIAX has multiple apps available and multiple programs available, depending on everything we're covering here today. So the first we'll talk about is the MoMA app, which is the one that most of us that are NIAX users utilize the most. It's where we go to check our sales, to see our daily totals, to see basically anything like inventory-wise or, you know, machine uptime or anything like that. We can make some changes in the app as well. But the reality is, if you really want to get, you know, customizable, you're going to need to go to the NIAX back office, which is their online website. You can basically make any change or update that you possibly can think about in the NIAX back office, and it's fully customizable. So many options, so many things you can do. A lot that most of us probably never even thought of. But they also have what's called a Monix app, which is kind of like an online payment wallet. And it allows your customers, if you put your QR codes on your machines, it allows your customers to build up loyalty points as well. And they can use those in your machines as well. So that can help increase your sales too. The other thing I will talk about is NYIAX does offer a program called NYIAX Capital, much like what Mike talked about with Cantaloupe. But the beauty of that program is you don't have to use it to buy NYIAX credit card readers. You can use it to buy vending machines or claw machines or anything like that. You go through it's almost like a credit check process, and they'll approve you for a certain amount to use. And then what they'll do is they'll take the installments out of your weekly deposits, basically. So there's a lot of options, a lot of really cool programs available with NYIAX.
Funny you mentioned the Capital. Cantaloupe has now released that they're doing a Capital program as well to purchase machines and readers. If you use their Seed Cashless Plus, most machines, they have the ability to do remote price changes now too.
That's cool.
So that would definitely help.
There is an option like that with NYIAX. I've been testing it with them for a while. I'm not sure if it's live yet, but it does run through the DEX port. So you do have to have DEX set up on your machines in order for that to take place.
Yeah, the Kiosoft website's interesting. You know, it definitely takes you a couple weeks to get used to it. But I'll be honest, it's somewhat simple. You know, it's a lot more simple than NYIAX because there's less options. And that's not a good thing. But it's good at the beginning because, you know, there's not 5,000 options. Like I don't really know how to explain it. It's just easier to use in a way, but their website sucks. Like, once you learn how to do it, it's great. But before you learn how to do it, there's no explanation to how their site works. Like,
I think there's been three times now where somebody's got on Kiosoft and they've called me and I've had to walk them through how to. Gabriel was one of them. I'm sending him screenshots. This is how you check this, circling things on my phone for him. It's rough, but
it is a pain in the butt.
Yeah, it's like after having it for a year or so, it's just go on my phone, click, click, click. It is really easy.
Even after two months, I know, you know, I had to do a refund the other day, refunded a customer, and I didn't know how to do it, but I figured it out, and it only took me 10 minutes. You know, I just did some scrolling. I just looked for the card numbers. Once I seen the last four, I knew I was in the right spot. So, you know, NYIAX is easier in a way, but Kiosoft, I guess it has less options. You know, one day if they have an app and you could do all the stuff that NYIAX can do from their app, if it was like the same, then Kiosoft would be better. But, you know, until then, they're kind of up against each other.
Yeah, they've been promising an app for a year now.
I don't know if it'll ever happen.
I was told quarter one of 2025, there'd be an app. There's not an app. No. I was told June, there'd be an app. There's not an app. There's been a lot of things promised, but hopefully there's a lot of stuff to come. I do know that as of hopefully quarter four, that you will be able to customize your screen, whether that be in an arcade or on a normal location. You can put your own image and you can go into Photoshop. You can make your own price options and do it to your theming. If you know there's a guy down in Florida that does all sorts of custom stuff for his machines, so he's going to be able to go ahead and customize his reader to go with that. But currently, if you get the newest built-in modem reader or the Elevate Touch readers for game card systems, so that their new one is for individual machines and it has a built-in modem, it's a little pricier. I think it's closer to $400, but that one does have a really nice purple screen, which I will admit that is a lot better looking at that than looking at Cantaloupe or NYIAX, just from my perspective. It's bright, it's purple. I guess to kind of go into the user interface side of things, I would personally say I think Kiosoft is the best. I could be wrong on that, but I think when a customer's at that machine touching the screen, I think it is better for the customer if you're on Kiosoft.
I'll just say that I'm not familiar with the screens on the Kiosoft nor the Cantaloupe, so I can't comment on those. But I will say the multi-price options on NYIAX has been a great thing for me, at least. It's driven higher sales because we can add those bonus plays with the higher prices, and therefore customers are more willing to, you know, spend $10 or $20 rather when they would spend, you know, $1, $2, $3, $4, $5.
For Cantaloupe, when they first came out, they just had the G series, the G9, the G10, and now the G11s. You could do multiple price points on there, but you couldn't do the bonus plays. And what worked out for me best for those was I just set it to 5 plays for $5 and you just walk up, tap, and you're going. When I helped them finish out getting the Engage pushed out to the world, the Engage Pulse, it works just like the NYIAX does, but it's, and you get the bonus play. So you set the number of pulses per play, per price point. And I have absolutely loved it since then, and I'm working with them to change out all of my G11s to Engage Pulses.
And Mike, you were telling me about the other day about some sort of program where you can get paid for advertising. I think that's right. Kiosoft or Nyx, I've never heard anything about them doing it, but if you'd want to
share that. So if you have the Engage or the Engage Combo card readers from Cantaloupe, whenever they run an ad campaign, so like a couple of months ago, they ran for like 2.5 months, every transaction up towards $500,000 in transactions or something like that, they would have an ad on your Cantaloupe card reader on the screen for the Engage. So like the standby screen. So instead of it displaying swipe or tap, it would display this ad. And you got ad revenue from every swipe. You got like 2 cents for every transaction on your machines. And you didn't have to do anything. They just put the ad on the screen and you get 2 cents for every tap or swipe that comes onto that reader for that entire ad campaign. They're not doing it on the Engage Pulse yet. But on full line machines that have the Engage Combo or the Engage, you can get ad revenue
from. What kind of ads are they displaying?
So like it was like planting trees for Matt. It was an ad campaign with MasterCard.
Okay.
So they were doing price matching. They were doing like transaction numbers. I can't even know. I can't remember what the ad said. I think I shared that on one of my videos. I can't remember.
Yeah, that's really neat. I didn't know they did that.
Kind of helps. Anybody do that yet? That's very new to.
Kind of helps with the fees, right? Like, you know,
it does. And so like a couple of weeks ago, I got paid out from that campaign. And at the time, I only had three readers, two Engage Pulses and an Engage. And basically, at the end of 1 week, they added my ad revenue to it, and it was an extra $20. I know it's $20 doesn't seem like much.
But it covers something.
It's $20. It covers one of my readers' rentals for a month.
Well worth it.
So I didn't, it's worth it. And now almost, I've got four readers that are, five readers that are now Engages between the Engage and the Engage Combo. So the next time they run an ad campaign, I'll definitely get more.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And I guess I did forget to mention back when we were talking about the financing with Cantaloupe and Nyx, I completely forgot to mention Kiosoft does also offer financing. They take their program is not for everybody. You do have to already have a location or have some kind of contract lined up to prove to them. But they will front you everything for free to start. And you can either do a net 30, net 60. I know Gabriel did that. Or you can do what I did, which is a payoff plan. But the payoff plan, what they do is they take either all or half or 75% of your credit card sales, whatever you agree to them with. And they take that until it's paid off. We've done that for both of our locations. And I can say if that were not the case, we would not have a game card system. We'd be on tokens.
Yep.
Yeah. Because it's 40 grand for a game card system.
Right, normally. Right.
We were on the topic of, you were saying 2 cents takes down fees. Let's talk about fees. What is the Cantaloupe fee? We'll start with you, Mike.
So Cantaloupe is 5.95% per swipe. And that works really good for full line. That's pretty much the industry average. For amusement side or full line, you can do it as long as your average transaction per month is greater than $5 per transaction, you can request your processing fees dropped. And on all of my claw machines, since I have a $5 minimum, it is 2.5% plus 10 cents. And so that may not seem much when you do $5 transactions, but when people do the $20 transactions is when you really see that savings.
With Kiosoft, it is close to 6% if you go through Kiosoft, or if you go direct to PayRock, it's around 3.5%,
which is pretty good.
Yeah. And Nyx is that same 5.95%. I don't know if there's any options to get it lowered for the higher transaction swipes. I haven't even asked about that.
I think there is for Nyx.
So now you've got me wondering. Now I'm going to have to find out.
I think it's $5 minimum, and they'll put you at 3.95%.
I think it's
interesting.
Is it 2.95% or 3.95%?
It's 3.95. I don't think they can get you that low.
I know it gets lower if you set your minimum higher.
Every time I look at my payment screen if I look at my payout, my pending payments for the week, it'll tell me what that reader was charging for price per swipe.
That's cool. I don't know if I'd want to see that.
Right. Information overload.
Yeah.
Right there.
I might raise my payout.
It's nice. It breaks down the gross sales, how much they've taken out in the transaction fees, and then you have your net. And if you charge the 10 or 15 cents, the extra fee, it'll put it at the end and tell you how much and how much it took for those. But I will say with the Engage Pulse, to get cash reporting working, you cannot have the 10 cent fee. So with the two, with my minimum, I just foregoed the 10 cent fee. So I'm not even worried about it anymore because I get 2.5%. So it's not even really much anymore as it used to be.
Well, what about installation? Let's talk about installation. So I have experience with only two of them. I experienced with Kiosoft and I have experience with Nyax. I started wiring the Nyaxes when you had to solder, you know. Nowadays, there's a plug, so it makes it easier for the new guys. You know, you just plug and play. Versus Kiosoft, right? When you install a Kiosoft, it's just plug and play. You know, you plug a few wires in, you plug it into the DBA. You know, I'm only familiar with 12 volts, so I haven't had to plug a Kiosoft into a 110. I know Nathan has. So obviously,
they have harnesses for everything. Yeah, I have Rothrill's 3 pins. They have for whatever reason they have those. They have the 4-pin for an electric coin mech connector. You can split into the coin mech connector. They have the mechanical type coin mechs where it's like the, I think, 3 wires to that. You can split in with harness on that. You can do 110. There's a brick that converts the 110 down to 12 volt. And there's a few other connectors as well. And then we also have the ticket, like game boards that'll connect into a ticket game like Dizzy That's Chicken cool. or Pop the Lock or something. All that's plug and play. I've never had to wire a single machine out of 80 Kiosoft readers. Everything has been plug and play. It's crazy.
And Kiosoft has the RGB board that can go behind the readers. Kind of makes the readers look a little more noticeable, you know, versus I don't think Nyax or Cantaloupe has that.
Matt, how's your experience been with Nyax installations on the full line vending and the claw machines?
Yeah, I mean, full line is obviously very easy if you have a credit card compatible machine, because that is very much plug and play. With an MDB cable, it just plugs in, it splits into the MDB connectors and you're good to go. So that part's easy. Now, when it comes to amusement machines, you know, I've installed Nyax on a lot of different types of machines, some new, some old. I've had to get a little creative in research and figure things out. I've made videos about most of them. So there's definitely information out there. So they can run between 12 and 24 volts. So as long as you can find a 12 to 24 volt power source, you can get power to the machine. And then simply after that, it's connecting a pulse cable to your coin wires in order to get your pulse signals through. So if you can splice some wires together, you can definitely make the installation happen. I've seen some people do it, you know, multiple ways where they use like little clip adapters or, you know, cut and solder. There's been all kinds of ways. But it's especially on some of the older machines, it's definitely not plug and play. So you're going to have to do a little bit of work.
Snack and soda machines, plug and play. MDB. Dex, you're good to go. For all of mine, when I first got Cantaloupe for these machines, nobody had any like visual documentation when I got these. And I had to figure out which wires I needed and which ones I didn't. And it turns out I found the right wire combination, so I soldered them in the first time. Well, I got tired of soldering them, and I got to the point where the 4-pin that candy machines used to come with the pre-attached Nyax cable, I would just chop the Nyax cable off and use the what's left of the wires there and solder into those and just plug it. Basically make a plug and play. I got to the point where I designed a 9-pin 12-volt Y cable, and I gave it to Cantaloupe. They now have one they sell.
Nice.
That they designed it that directly plugs into the pulse harness.
And what is the price point on that?
I don't remember. I'll have to talk to my sales rep tomorrow.
Question is, are you getting any royalties from that? Because you should be.
Yeah. I wish
they should be paying you a lot of money.
But they've also sent me like 3 or 4 card readers for free. So I haven't.
Okay.
I've gotten a few card readers for free from them.
That's
nice. Real nice. You know, one thing I wanted to add, I'm not 100% positive on Kiosoft or Cantaloupe, but I know Nyax, the pulse cables that you get when you are wiring it, there's multiple pulses. So let's say you have a 4-player machine, you know, the popular quad 4-player claw machines. If you have the Nyax cable, you can go pulse 1 into this machine, pulse 2 here, pulse 3 here, pulse 4 here. So on the Nyax itself, they can decide, I want to play this machine, I want to play this machine. And, you know, I don't know if any other company has that. You know, Kiosoft and Cantaloupe might, but you probably got to splice the cable and find which pulse is which. You know, this is pulse one, this is pulse two, and that sounds like a pain. But when the Nayax ones, they come pre-labeled.
I actually didn't know that was the use for those, to be honest.
You can do that, yeah.
We've been using those, the pulse one and pulse two. We plug one into the dollar bill acceptor and then one into the CoinMax so we can track cash and coin. I thought that was the normal use. That is very creative, though. I did not know that was a... Yeah, so there's four. You can have four pulse cables.
Yeah, I think there's more than that. I think there's six.
There's six. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a quad, buy Nayax.
That does give Nayax a lead. Cantaloupe does not have that. So Cantaloupe's cables go 12 volt positive, 12 volt negative. You have a coin common, a coin pulse. You have a coin normally closed wire that's not used, and you have a that's the yellow wire. The brown wire is basically during a transaction, it'll disable the card reader. So you can't do multiple transactions on one play. And then you have a green, you have a green and a blue wire, and those are your cash reporting. And so the way I always connect them is I connect the red and the purple, the red, the purple, and the blue wire to the positive 12 volt positive. That's your enable. That is your cash reporting positive. And then the black and the ground and the coin common go to ground. And then the green, which is your pulse, and the orange, which is your cash reporting, those go to the pulse wire. And it turns that whole harness into a 3-pin connection, and you get all your cash, you get all your reporting on it. But it only does it for one.
Do you get coin as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I will say with Kyosoft, at least with their harnesses, you don't get coin. You can only track cash. It splits in with the 9-pin there.
So with Cantaloupe, every quarter, it treats the quarter as another transaction. But say I put a 1, a 5, a 10, or a 20 into the bill acceptor, in my reporting lines, it'll say 1, 5, 10, and 20. It won't be like 60 or 70 quarters. It'll actually say the dollar amount.
That's cool.
That's good. Yeah, that's cool.
So I've compared my cash reporting to what I've actually pulled out, and it's been dead accurate. Quarters, that's hit or miss, depending on how fast somebody's putting the quarters in the machine.
Yeah.
I would say probably... not the greatest idea sometimes to have that quarter tracking on. I mean, you only do 2% quarters sometimes at these places. So,
yeah.
Might as well just turn it off.
And it's even less lately. I feel like it's getting less and less as the months go by.
I thought that too, but I had a DBA break the other day. You know, it was broken for maybe 2 weeks. I went to the location. I'm thinking they're doing credit card sales. And I went to the location and there was $350 in quarters on there. I'm thinking, you know, this has been 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
$350 in quarters.
If there's no change machine there, the front counter probably hated you.
Right, dude,
there.
It was literally full of quarters. Like I had to use two hands to pull the thing. It was nuts.
I had one of my local Moose Lodge. I have a machine at the bill validator just totally died on it. I don't know what that happened sucks. To it, but it died. I didn't realize it was down because I always see a lot of quarters because the kids bring their quarters and play the machine. Well, there was $275 in quarters in that machine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And the bartender was cussing me because they cleaned the bar out three times of quarters. And so when I went and collected from that day, I sold them back $100 in quarters.
Sometimes you have to. I have a location I keep a $20 worth of quarters at because, you know, some people, they keep buying quarters and then the location runs out. And then the location has to buy from the $20 I leave. It's crazy.
It's funny you mentioned that because I haven't taken quarters to the bank probably since COVID era because wow. I've got so many locations that always want quarters and some locations that I don't even have machines at. Like I've got my local gas station knows to hit me up whenever they need quarters or anything like that.
I got a laundromat that's like that. I don't have any machines.
I feel like
there,
I'm like but... a money runner sometimes.
Yeah. Yep. I'm like, you know what? Just add 1%. I got you.
Yeah.
I guess to move on, we can talk about customer support. Matt, if you want to start out with Nayax customer support.
For the longest time, you know, Nayax had a reputation for not having very good customer service and long wait times on the telephone. But I recently called them and I got right through. I've not had any issues. And what's really cool is, like, I don't know if everybody has one, but maybe once you get to a certain level, you get like a designated person. So a lot of times my person will just reach out to me and check in and just see how things are going and see if I need help with anything, which I think is really awesome because I haven't really needed to contact Nayax for any help other than one quick question I had when I just recently got a new machine that I'd never worked with before. But I've had no problems getting a hold of them. Their customer service has been absolutely spot on, great for me. I know people have had, you know, some other stories, but that's not been my case.
Anytime I've ever had to call in, I get right through to someone, usually within a couple of minutes. They're very knowledgeable about the issues. And I think there was one time they couldn't solve my issue. And I said, okay, don't worry about sending me to tier two. I'll call Leaf. He's the head engineer.
That's funny.
And I gave him a quick phone call.
That's good to hear. Gabriel, you want to talk on Kiosoft?
The customer support's great. So actually, I just called Kiosoft earlier. I put a new machine in the arcade. It's like a capsule claw machine. And I forgot to update it on the profile on Kiosoft. So the machine had, obviously, you know, it says 8 credits, but the reader said 8 credits, but the machine needed 6 credits. So it was really weird. Like, people would tap and it was giving them too many credits, or they were spending too many credits. So I called Kiosoft earlier and I was on the phone for 20 minutes. You know, my arcade, I'm 4 hours away. So if they couldn't do it, obviously, I got to go all the way back to the arcade. I have to refresh the reader, you know, put a new profile, yada, yada. But no, I was able to call. I was on the phone for 20 minutes. They did it over the phone. They changed how many credits it needed. You know, it was really easy. So Kiosoft's great. I haven't had one thing that I've called and they couldn't fix. Everything, certain things I call and they're like, sir, we're not that developed yet. You know, we can't put pictures on things. But other than that, like, I haven't had any issues with their support. It's great. They have some smart people working for them and long hours. I've called them at midnight.
They do. That's the one thing about Kiosoft. I believe their hours on Sunday are their least hours they're open. And I think it's like 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. And that's the least. On Saturdays, they're open from 7 a.m. until midnight.
Yeah.
So definitely for being 4 hours away, I'm also 4 hours away from some of my locations. And midnight helps.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, it absolutely does. And it's always the same lady. I think her name is Lucille. Mm-hmm. But she is so smart. She fixes my issues very fast. You know, sometimes I'll call NIAX, and if I speak to the wrong rep, they'll tear the entire profile up. Then I have to call again, get a new person, and they'll fix it. And that was like a year ago. Nowadays, I had a guy call, and he was like, you know, you don't have a NIAX rep number? It's like, no. But now I do. So now I can just call this guy and he'll fix all my issues right off the bat.
There you go.
I think they're all three are great. You know, their support is really good. They've came a long way from 2 years ago when it would take 2 weeks to get a phone call back, because that's how long it used to take.
Yeah, it used to take forever sometimes, especially when I used to have Greenlight.
Oh, I bet.
I just got rid of all of them. I just bought 4 new readers from Cantaloupe. And so I turned in my leased equipment from Greenlight. And I'm happier because now everything comes on one report each day.
Let's talk about pricing, right? What's the pricing on a typical Cantaloupe, typical Kiosoft, you know, typical NIAX? Because I know each one has different kinds. Like, I know the UK NIAX has a circular. It's a weird looking NIAX, right? It's like circular. So there's different kinds. So what's the base price for these different ones?
For Cantaloupe, it's the G11 and the Engage and the Engage combo. They do $299.
Okay.
No, the G11 is $299. The Engage and the Engage combo are $329. If you do the Engage Pulse, it's like $369. The G11 Pulse is, I think, right about the same price.
And do you know if they offer any bulk deals? Like, say you buy three, you get them for $299 or whatever?
If you buy 10 or more and you're talking to your sales rep directly, the sales reps can generally work some numbers and get you a deal.
Okay.
I think that's usually per case situations. I don't know if they would.
That's
if
a per any case company situation.
Per price.
The only way to surefire save money for Cantaloupe is use my promo code. If you buy it on their website,
drop it.
They knock $30 off of every card reader.
There you go.
It doesn't matter how many you get, they'll knock $30 off each card reader.
And what is that promo code?
We'll put them all in the description. Go check the description.
Yep.
I know Matt has one for NIAX too. We want to get all you guys the lowest prices.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So NIAX, the VPost Touch is just the standard that we use in the States. I think it's called the Onyx that's available in Europe, which is the circular one, which looks really cool.
And
I'm jealous that we can't use it here. But the base price on the VPost Touch is $399. They do have bulk discounts. If you order 5 or more, it jumps down to $314. Wow. And let's see.
It's a good discount.
That is
huge.
If
you order 15 or more, it jumps down to $289.
Yeah, that's also a good discount.
That is crazy.
And then you can add on the promo code GalaxyGames843 on top to save even more money. So, for sure.
And I think usually through candymachines.com, you can get somewhere below 350. Could even be less than that for NYX.
Sometimes they do deals. Like, I know they did like a Black Friday deal one time, and they were like $250. They were so cheap.
I remember. I'm pretty sure I got some of mine during then.
Yeah, I think like Cantaloupe. I think Candy Machines is doing run right now for the Engage from Cantaloupe, and it's like $319, if not less.
Do you remember Kyosoft pricing?
So it really is case by case for Kyosoft. So for arcade guys, because, you know, we're ordering 30 or 40 readers at a time, they give pretty good discounts. For like a typical guy, I think that's just buying one or two for a location. I don't honestly know. I want to say the ones I got, man, I forgot the name. There's so many of them.
VXT.
The Ultra VXT.
The VXT is the reader that doesn't have a built-in modem. Yep. You have to buy a separate modem. The separate modem is around $250. That's the one that goes up to 16 machines. If you want the modem that goes up to 50 machines, that one's $500. And then if you want up to 100 machines with a built-in Linux box, that's around $900. So that definitely gets pretty high. But the per reader, the VXT starts at $340. Obviously, that'll go down as Cantaloupe or NYX will also. I believe you can get it as low as $300, maybe even less than that, depending on if you're ordering 30 or if you're on five readers, you probably get $300 to $320 range. But one reader, you're right around $340. And then for the VQM, I believe that's around the same pricing. And then their newest reader, or the VQM, does not have a touchscreen. It does have a built-in modem. Their newest reader is like the VXT with a touchscreen, but it does have a built-in modem. And that one is closer to $400. So yeah, that's the pricing on Kyosoft.
Yeah, I have the VXT Ultras, and I mean, they're great. They really are. They're really nice. They look nice. They have like a RGB on the display. You know what I mean? It's noticeable. When you're walking by the machine, it is a white machine, and it's the only thing you notice is the RGB card.
And the RGB plastic strips, I believe, are $20. And then the harnesses, the like for the 9-pin harness, the Y adapters are free with every reader. And then you can order a second one for around $15 if you're hesitant on which harness you need.
And I think Kyosoft has more. I think they have more readers than what we've talked about. I think they have, don't they have more?
They do, because they do a lot of laundromat applications. Yeah, okay. I don't know how much of it is towards full line and arcade. I believe the three I mentioned, the VQM, the VXT, and I don't know the name of the new one, but it's basically the VXT, but with a built-in modem. Those three are the main ones.
So the VXTs are great. So let's say you have 100 machines on route and you've converted them all to VXT. And let's say you're like, oh man, I want to do some kind of event, or I want to do a fair, and you take 20 machines with you to the fair. You know, you only got to pay the one price. Let's say it's a month long fair for NYX, 30 machines. That's $9.95 or $7.95 per machine. The Kyosoft, I think it's $14.95. And then it's way cheaper when you have a lot more machines. For that concept, let's say you wanted to bring them with you and do like a game card system. I know it sounds crazy, but you could. You know, VXTs, you literally can turn a button on and it does a multi-transaction. It can take credit cards and game cards. They're the only ones that can do that. So,
and then you can leave cash and coin on while running game cards.
Yes, it's really interesting. You know, they can do all of it at once. And I don't think anybody else has done that yet.
I guess that covers it. Everything. Does anyone have any thing they want to say that they didn't get a chance to mention about their card readers?
I forgot that with Cantaloupe, if you own the card readers, you can actually suspend the service on them if you're not using them to save the $10 monthly fee.
You could do that with NYX too, actually.
Same with NYX, yeah, correct.
So if you end up having machines where they're just going to sit idle, you can actually suspend the card readers so you're not paying that monthly service fee.
It's nice.
Well, guys, it was. I'm glad that we were able to get Matt and Mike on here. Thank you guys for coming and joining us.
Not a problem.
Sure thing.
If you guys want any other topics you want to hear on the show, please leave them down in the comments. But without further ado, we'll see you guys all in the next episode. Bye.
All right. Thanks, have guys. A great night, guys.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.